This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This warrior thing is fascinating to me, and I want to do whatever I can do to try to actually make this not about Jonathan Kuminga, even though it's totally going to be about Jonathan Kuminga, but he's simply the representative here, in my opinion. He happens to be the guy who's not playing. He happens to be a very big name on this team, and therefore people are going to wonder how to inject him back in, and Steve Kerr did say some real interesting stuff after this game on Saturday night that affects this picture. But here's sort of my larger view of it, Dibs, and it's not specific to Kuminga. I don't care who's over there on the bench in street clothes. You don't mess with a streak in sports.
Yeah.
You don't do it. When you play like this, you play like this. Period. End of sentence. And you don't mess with it.
You don't mess with it, but there is a certain amount of like being able to reintegrate somebody and get them ready, because it's a player that you may need and you will want if you get in the playoffs. So you're right. You're not just going to get Jonathan. All right, you're back in for 32 minutes a night and Moses to the bench and Gee back to Santa Cruz. No, you're not doing that, because what you're doing is working, but you do have to also balance the ability to get Kuminga back in and sure, up to speed. So that's where the delicate dance, I think, begins.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting by any stretch that anybody who becomes healthy, Brandon Pajemski as well, for that matter, I know this is only going to be his second game, but like, I'm not suggesting that you like keep them in purgatory. Don't let them come out. Don't hide his uniform. I'm not suggesting any of that. Of course, Jonathan Kuminga, when he's ready, is going to play basketball for the Warriors. But this automatic injection into a hefty role at the expense of others who are doing amazing things right now, I'm out. How flippant can you all be? They've won almost every single time Jimmy Butler has put on shoes. I'm not messing with that. And by the way, those of you who were in the building last night, treated to the moment of the night, which was not Draymond's three. It was Guy Santos's offensive putback and one, and then subsequently him getting up off the floor and practically threatening to walk into the fifth row and ignite the entire arena in a way that it rarely does. This man is energy in a box, and the box has no lid. You cannot suddenly be flippant about that and toss him back on the bench and hand 25 to 30 minutes over to somebody who hasn't played in 2 months and the Warriors have rarely lost during that time. Like, I don't even get that. This is phenomenal ball they're playing. They are threatening everybody in this entire league. Steph Curry and Draymond Green walked down that hallway 20 minutes after the final buzzer Saturday night, screaming and yelling in the hallway. That is organic, from the heart, serious, like, life that they are just absolutely fired up right now. If I'm the Warriors, I am going to be very, very hesitant to mess with what they've got going on right now.
And maybe that's why, in part, he's not playing, because, you know, what they have going on right now is special. And so think about it in terms of what we know about injuries and return to play protocol. Normally you go through a protocol and you lead up to the point where you scrimmage in full and then you play. And I asked Steve Kerr point blank if there was a setback, and he did not say that there was a setback. So why is he not playing? Well, it's either because he doesn't feel right, or they feel like things are going so well right now. You mentioned it, 11-2 since Jimmy's been here, and just one loss when Jimmy actually plays. That might be a part of it, where they're encouraging him to, you know, let's give you a little bit more time. Let's wait. And like we talked about last week, if you don't play tonight, and he's not going to, you have tomorrow, you have Wednesday, and then you have Thursday. And if he doesn't play Thursday, well, then now what are we doing?
Well,
and,
that would be really head scratch.
And we'll have Steve Kerr on the show between now and Thursday, I would imagine.
And I would imagine he'll say not a damn thing about what their plans are with Jonathan.
Him,
yeah, of course,
like,
we are.
And it's not about what are the plans, but how's he doing? What is he doing? And yeah, what are the plans? But like, what's going on? And the fans deserve to know. And I think that he'll be as forthright as he can. And I know it's a medical issue and it's Rick Celebrini and this and that, but you went through all the ramp up, and then now we've kind of reached a stop where it's been a week since his last scrimmage that we know about, and they've been tight-lipped and he's not playing. But I agree with you about the point of you're humming right now, and the whole adage of, oh, you can't lose your job due to injury. Can we officially now put this thing to bed? Because the old saying was, you can't lose your job to injury.
Of course you can.
You can, yeah. You do, you have.
Ask Trey Lance.
Ask Alex Smith.
Right.
I mean, he never was the quarterback again.
Of course.
So whatever it is, whatever the reason is, it's made a little bit easier by the fact that they are humming without him.
By the way, really quick, yeah, Steve Kerr did say Saturday, he did scrimmage Saturday before
the
game.
And actually, he ended one of his answers, this was pregame, and he did say, should be soon.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Should be soon. He said that. Should be soon.
I like soon. Soon is a great nebulous relative term.
Right. Like, you know, I don't know, like May. That's pretty soon.
The full quote from Kerr pregame on Saturday was, quote, he scrimmaged just now. He looked good. Conditioning is getting there. He's feeling positive, and that's a good sign. He's had a couple good days in a row, so we'll keep going. Should be soon, and we're excited to get him back.
There you go. There you go. Again, I know it won't sound like it because it's sports radio. There's no controversy here. All I'm sitting here telling you is Warriors are mazeballs in this moment. And I'd be real careful messing with that.
If they were 5-7 since Jimmy Butler, there would be controversy.
Then there would actually be more, I think, excitement about Jonathan's impending return.
There'd be more of a drumbeat. I think there'd be a lot more people like, you know, where is he? Why isn't he playing? 11-2 since Jimmy Butler, it feels a little less urgent. Like, we need Kuminga now more than ever.
Yeah. So here's what happened after the game, though, because we keep referencing this lightly, and I don't want to assume that our audience has any clue what the hell we're talking about.
Okay.
Saturday night, the Warriors were kind enough, because they are the classiest damn organization I've ever encountered in my life. No, absolutely no doubt about it. The Warriors allow for me to bring my Cal Poly journalism class basically on a field trip for their final exam. And they do a bunch of content writing around.
Totally.
Right, Grandy, you sat next to, there was a group of about 15 Cal Poly students, and they made their way to the Bay Area over the weekend.
That had to be weird for you, Grandy, like being...
It was a busy media room.
Yeah. Well, and you're kind of the OG for once. Like, you're 28 and a bunch of these pups at 21 and 22.
Grandy's right? Looking, you whippersnappers.
Exactly. Totally. Old man Grandy. That's how I introduced him to him. Old man Grandy.
Let
don't
me
talk
tell you
to
about
him.
The early OOs, yeah, kids.
I'm like, don't talk to him. He's got a big attitude. He just won a trophy. Just leave him alone. He's in the corner of the room. He'll do his thing. But anyway, there's about 15 Cal Poly students. And yes, they filled the interview room and filled the media section, and we were hard to miss, right? Because they don't know where they're going. Everybody's walking on the wrong side of everything. It's funny. But the Warriors handle it absolutely beautifully and open the doors for them. And Steve Kerr and the players, who are answering questions for students who aren't writing for an actual outlet or anything like that, like they're just doing it for their assignment. So I'm so thankful, and they are so thankful that all those guys did that. But here's what happened. Toward the end of the post-game press conference, everyone's asking about the Pistons game, coming off the roadie and a rock fight and this particular win. And it gets toward the end of the press conference, and I want to shout her out. Her name is Jocelyn Jimenez. Mm. Jocelyn Jimenez is in my class, and the microphone got to her, and she immediately looked down at her notes because she had her question prepared, and her question was not about Cade Cunningham or anyone else. Her question was, hey, Steve is going pretty well. How are you going to inject Jonathan Kuminga back into this when he gets healthy? Knowing that that sort of topic had already been touched on pregame. So Steve looks at her with a wry grin and goes, you know, I don't like these hard-hitting questions.
Ooh.
And then he gave me a little wink and the whole room laughed. And then he proceeded to go on and say this.
It's a really difficult thing when you are playing really well and then you have a key guy coming back. And it's always tough. So I think the idea is just bring him along slowly, you know, play him in short bursts, help him get his rhythm back. But, you know, we've got to keep playing Guy Santos. You know, we've got to keep playing the guys who are helping us win right now. And so usually this stuff has to kind of play out. And so we'll hope that it plays out.
I mean, I think that it is an incredibly revealing answer. I didn't hear him anywhere in those 30 seconds say, can't wait to get him back and just inject him all over the place because that's who we need.
He said short bursts.
Short bursts.
Yep. Which that's going to be what it's going to be.
He said we're going to go along slowly. He also said it is very difficult when a big-time player comes back and you're playing well. And then he said something that is very key. I am going to keep playing Guy Santos.
Mm.
Now, if you could have gone...
Guy Santos.
Exactly. Then go back to the beginning of the year and imagine this scenario. We're in March, and Steve Kerr's like, yeah, I know Kuminga's about to be healthy, but Guy Santos, am I right? Right, everybody? Guy Santos.
Yeah.
But that's what he said. And I take him at his word, and he's absolutely right. That guy is having a huge effect in multiple areas of this game right now. The Warriors are winning almost every night, and you shouldn't mess with it.
Right, and they've won 9 of the last 10, and they've won 11 of their last 13. And if you look at all those games, those are Guy games, and Guy is a plus in the plus-minus in almost every game, including the last 4, where he's a plus 45 over the last 4 games, which is better than what the team has been. Guy is like the glue guy right now, so yeah, you gotta play Guy.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.